I'm making it.
Yes, making bacon right here on the spot. Oh, wow. You know, I like the idea of, you know, a little bacon. You know, some beans. That's what they do over there in the UK. Some beans. Baked beans, bacon, right? I don't know. I was actually kind of hoping. Do you still have that M&M? Do you have my M&M? Choking pig? Choking the pig? Well, that's one that we used to come back from break as well. Choking his pig. I want to give you a minute to find it. I want you to actually play it. All right. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Oh, whoops. Yeah. All right. Soaping this pig. Doping this big Lincoln until it went over the bridge. Jumped out and dove in the ditch. Broke in the mobile home and stole the stove in the fridge. Kidnapped the parents and left the ransom note for the kids. I'ma go for your mids. Hit the body blow for your ribs. But you clutching your stomach and falling all over your... I know where you live. Your girl sold me your crib. Unless you told me your fib, then I'ma have both of you dead. Burning incense, facing the murder sentence. Under intense investigation for killing infants. But I stay in padded rooms through his rooms. Having visions of dead pregnant women with rooms stabbed in their wombs. Split the carpet and robs to mess your apartment up. Sticking up all the drugs and jumping the garbage trucks. I'm from the gritty slums that look like the city dumps. Give you a kidney punch and monkey to give me lunch. See me in the summer, legging up against the dumpster. With a $100 jumper, smoking the southern comfort.
All right. You know what? I actually got halfway through making an answer to that one. Will, you want to hear it?
Hell yeah.
All right, call it choking his fed. All right, it goes, choking his fed till his face turns red, poking holes in his head, still dispensing lead till he bled for the words that he said. In my mind, uninvited. His name was Ned, or maybe it was Ted, but it doesn't matter because now he's dead. Hid his body in the shed, stole his wallet from him. Before his buddy had discarded, tossed his picture of his woman that he wed. Looked so young, what a freaking ped. Took all his bread, jumped in his car and fled. Cop got me with the infrared, wanted to pull me over at Fred's. I kept going instead, hit the gas instead. Earned my street cred, escaped to Jed's, crawled under his bed. Got hopped up on meds, felt like there was something to end. That got me incited. Killed the cops that got me excited. Everywhere body spread. It was the paper you read. Now they call me Zed. I don't know. I just went nuts one day and just started writing the whole. I like the parody. That's just one of those things. if I could actually get a delivery without laughing, I think it would be really cool. But the parodying the stuff, I don't know. I'm probably like the black, what's that guy? Al.
Weird Al Yankovic. It's funny,
Al,
actually.
Weird Al Yankovic, yeah.
It's funny, and also, again, synchronistic that you say that, because as I'm going through news to prepare for the show, I always go through news on my phone, but I take like a concerted effort to go all through on the laptop when I'm doing the show. And I don't know if it was, I think it was Huffington Post had an article about Weird Al, his latest parody. It's like the best 2 minutes, 16 seconds you'll ever experience. Oh, you need this. And I'm like, ladies, call me for the best 2 minutes and 16 seconds you've ever experienced. Ooh, I think Mikey's on a bathroom break because he didn't hit me with the wah, wah, wah. Because I've been avoiding that for a long time. I guess my jokes have been on point, huh, Mikey?
Well, we the it hit the cymbals. Oh, we got the
cricket. There it is. There it is. Hey, is this thing on? But seriously, what is the deal? There we go.
What is the deal
with airline food? I mean,
yeah, exactly. What is the deal with these Democrats?
See, you there's something about your whoa, you got like a little whoa in it, and it's good. Like, I'm not getting that. My Seinfeld's too like Ben Stein. Like dry, clear eyes. It's you have a little blue in there. That's what you need. You need that little. So I don't know how you would express that. I don't know what the. I guess it would be a linguistic term.
Well, I don't have the nasal thing, so I just have the. I don't know. It's just the way you.
Yeah, you gotta put a little. You gotta put a new nasal, a little New York Upper East Side nasal in it. Oy.
Yeah, so what's your opinion on Mel Gibson and what he said about the Jews?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what he said about the Jews. I heard a rumor, which I can't substantiate, that he's making some new movie. This just could be like an internet QAnon BS, so I didn't even look into it. But supposedly he was making some new. I'm gonna Google that right now to verify this.
He hasn't stopped making movies. Just some of his last stuff have been duds.
Yeah. Oh yeah, because he's out. He's shunned by Hollywood as a result of that. And the thing is, it's like are the Jews prominent in Hollywood? Absolutely. I don't think there's any denying that. But also, as I like to point out too, so is the Council on Foreign Relations, which is instrumental in which predates the Nation of Israel. At least the modern state, and was instrumental in the creation of Israel. They're still out there. You know, you could have talked about them, the Bilderberg Group. They're not all Jewish people, right? The World Economic Forum. So I think that's kind of like one of those things. Some part of me honestly thinks that some of the people that talk about how Jews bad all the time, I know that some of them are really believe it, but I think maybe some of the people, at least initially, that came out was kind of like some disinformation, because now when you look to if you look up Rothschild or you look up central bankers, like a lot of people will use that as a euphemism for like some type of anti-Semitic conspiracy theory. Like everything we believe is just some anti-Semitic conspiracy theory, but I don't believe it's just the Jews. Some prominent Jews involved? Yes, but you know, the Rockefellers, they weren't Jewish. The Queen of England, she ain't Jewish. The Vatican sure as hell ain't Jewish. And yet the Vatican and Jesuits work hand in hand with one another. So it's more complex than that. But I'll definitely say, well, you know what? Interesting. So this actually was this actually is confirmed here, at least according to the mainstream news. You know, but
the Jews control Hollywood.
Well, no, so he's got Mel Gibson may be down his path to awakening, because there's apparently, it looks like the film was already out. It's, or maybe not, but it's a film called Rothschild. Yeah, it doesn't look like it's out yet.
Yeah. So, yeah, I heard about that one too, and I cannot freaking wait to watch it. Especially after, you know, Passion of Christ and him saying bankers are the reason why the world
is screwed up. Oh, shoot, look. This is an article from 2019. We got to do research on what happened to this, because this is from Vanity Fair, and it says, if you're scoring at home, Mel Gibson's new movie Rothschild already needs to do damage control. Just reading the first paragraph here, Monday Variety reported that Gibson is set to co-star with Shia LaBeouf, or Boof, whatever you say his name
is. Yes, Shia LaBeouf.
In Rothschild, an upcoming satire about the super rich New York. I mean, only thing cooler about a Rothschild movie is Shia LaBeouf in a satire movie. I mean, get me some popcorn. Get me some popcorn.
I love Shia LaBeouf. He is the best. He's one of those figures that's been shunned as well because
he does real stuff for real people. He affects real homeless people. He helps real people in real life. And I don't agree with every. What was he doing in New York, acting a little crazy? He will not divide us and all that stuff. But you know, the kid's heart is in the right place.
Yes,
at least it seems that way. And you see him trying, and he's making a real difference. And you know, it's like the man in the arena. Yeah, do we all stumble? Did he look a little goofy saying he shall not divide us? But at the end of the day, he's out here doing stuff. You know what I'm saying? Do I look goofy and mess up all the time? Yeah, but at least I'm trying. At least so that's good. That's interesting. I'm going to have to check out for some more updates on Rothschild because I'm not seeing any articles about this since 2021. So I'm going to check in Google News. Yeah, no, sorry, 2019. Okay, well, and then there's some article from Looper. That's still from, I've never even heard of that site. Yeah, so, okay, so yeah. Interesting. I'm going to have to see if this movie's out, if there's an IMDb about this or whatever. Let me see IMDb. Because, yeah, that's fascinating. I never would have thought a movie about Rothschilds would ever be shown.
Well, and by two people who are anti-Rothschild that have enough weight to do it.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. You know, what's interesting is... when you put Rothschild movie IMDb, the second one that comes up is the one which I'll click on. But the first one is actually very interesting, and I'm not even a fan of this time. I mean, not that I'm not a fan of it either, but it's not like I sat there and watched a bunch of movies. I've seen a few from all different time periods, but it's not like I'm any type of buff. But the first thing that pops up is The House of Rothschild, 1934. And Boris Karloff's in that movie. And that's a name that I recognize. So I think that's interesting. That sounds like a screenshot. Looks like I finally got some fiction to watch. And then let's check out the IMDb on here. It's supposed to be a dark comedy, too. Wow. You know, nothing's better than a dark comedy about the Rothschilds. That's so cool. Who was cast out of the family. And then so LaBeouf plays Beckett Rothschild, who was cast out of the family. As an adult, the charismatic Beckett hatches a plan to get back into the family and claim his birthright. There are 9 Rothschild family members who stand in between him and his fortune. Interesting. It's being produced. Interesting. There's not any other information about it besides that anywhere that I can see since really... 2019, so that'll be interesting to check for. I'm curious what's happening with that.
Well, I hope it would have... Well, when you have a dark comedy, there's really going to be... Typically, you have something that has some real truth to it, some really dark... Because the truth is always ugly, you know, especially when you're dealing with these kind of scumbags... I should say pawn scum because they floated to the top. We have that. So you got to have some dark and evil subject matter, and to make light comedy out of it. Well, that's just to normalize it and get it out there on the market. But they're really going to be telling us some messages, and I can't wait to be able to decipher and see what those messages are.
I just think it's a also, like, the plot, just reading the plot sounds awesome. Like, he's been kicked out of the family, but now he's going to claim his birthright, making that into, like, I think that's a funny plot line, too. So you could do a lot of stuff with that. So it'll be very interesting to see. Hopefully I get to enjoy that movie because I very rarely watch works of fiction, but that is one I'll definitely see. And I will go back and watch the 1934 House of Rothschild. I'm going to be very curious to watch that. I'm going to see if I can find that on YouTube, as a matter of fact, right now. And, or where I can find that, because, you know, it's not often that I sit back and enjoy a work of fiction. That would be very interesting to see what people of that time thought about that, about the Rothschild family.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I just had to throw that back at you because I was surprised to get some feedback last night. I mean, it was last night, right? I brought up that the Jews came up again. I don't know, somehow. But Pat and other people had some quite interesting insights on, you know, Mel Gibson and the Jews.
What were they saying?
Well, you just have to go back and listen to the show, my friend. You know, if Pat and other people had something to say.
Can you mute Will? He won't shut the hell up. Anyways, I'm trying to talk to you about the Jews.
That's that impression. What do you think, Pat?
I think that's more the old man from Family Guy.
Hey, Chris, why don't you come see what I got in my pocket?
Get your hand off my penis!
That's going to be, once they ban Fake Mike Real News, that's going to be my new channel, Get Your Hand Off My Penis. And I'm just going to take, the intro is just going to be like 15 seconds of some music mixed with the clips of me. Yo, get your hands off my beep! Yo, why are you grabbing my beep, dog? Yo, get off my foot, dog! And then it's just going to be a message, you know, just everyone get off my... And actually, you know, we're going to take... The theme song is going to be Big Pun, Get Off My... And it's going to be great. It's going to be great.
That is Democracy Manifest.
Democracy. Right. Oh,
gentlemen,
man.
This is Democracy Manifest.
That's what it is. It's...
Actually, it's, you know what? We got to do something with the rest. Okay. Just behind the show talk right here on the air. Mike, there's more to that. Maybe we can add that into the outro. It's like, you see this man with a firm grip up on my penis. or we say, oh, you know your judo. I love this.
Yeah, we got to remix.
Sit down inside the car. We're not assuring anything. We're under arrest.
Look, I'm under what?
Under what?
Gentlemen, this is Democracy Manifest. Have a look at the headlock here. See that chap over there? Get your hand off my penis! This is the bloke who got me on the penis before.
Get some cups.
Why did you do this?
Get in the car.
Get some cups.
What is the charge? Eating a meal? A succulent Chinese meal? Oh, that's a nice headlock, sir. Oh, yes. I see that you know your judo well. Good one. And you, sir, are you waiting to receive my limp penis? Now, get your hands off me. Ta-ta and farewell. One top hook.
I never get enough of that. I never get enough of that. Are you, sir, are you ready to receive my flaccid penis?
My limp.
Oh, yeah, lip. Well, I have to make everything so complicated. Yeah.
Will's allergic to the democracy.
I'm allergic to... I think my body's having a cynatic response to the grabbing of the penis. It's a post-penis traumatic... It's a PTSD. And I'm twigged. I'm twigged. Yeah, I have my hand on the other tab. I'm sorry, I have my hand on my
you're
phone.
Hold on, you're triggered. Have you ever had? I've had two of these. It's just some weirdo from Facebook, needs a place to stay. Who's an activist? Who ends up? Yeah, come share a bedroom, share whatever. You know, there's these couple of these busted. Okay, I'm not gonna go down that route. Just unusual females who show up and it's like, okay, here's the room, and you know what? You can have the room. What, you're not sleeping here with me? That would be so ungentlemanly. Like, you know, I end up taking like a mattress or two and going in the living room with it. But if you've ever been followed around by these females and just, I know what it's like being sexually assaulted. And I know the men listen to this like, oh, poor you, V. No, when you got a woman who is just grabbing your junk, say she wants it now, it's just no way. You got your roommates laughing at you, dude. Are you tapping that? Are you letting her go down? Whoa! You see where I sleep, guys. Don't even come at me like that. I've got a mattress on next to the couch in the living room. Don't come at me like that, bro. Grabbed. I mean, grabbed. I felt like a little biatch too. This woman, it's like you can punch him or anything. It's like, well, like, it's, what can I do about this? I'm being raped every day. Being grabbed on the behind. You know, like, oh my god. No, I'm triggered. The grabbing of the penis triggers me. So even if you're an attractive female and you just grab me there, I'm triggered. That's ruined for me for life. Grab me the penis. I'm done.
Let's set up a safe space. Call me Uncle Fauci. I wish we had that clip. I wish we saved that clip in Uncle Fauci, man. That song be getting stuck in my head, man. That poor little kid. That poor boy. Brainwashed little boy.
Oh, yeah. I made a remix of that.
Well, and the thing is...
like, no, we don't want to hear that one.
Well, I mean, no, just think about it, though. Right. I'm just thinking, like, how many days has it gone by now? It's been almost a week that Dr. Fauci is a dog torturer and an animal torturer. Where's the backlash? Where are the headlines about that? I mean, there was a couple, but it didn't.
Not even PETA is strong enough to get Fauci.
Oh, we had a bunch of cowards.
We had Ted Cruz going after him. He's untouchable. Not even Ted Cruz can grab this man.
It's so funny. I wanna look up the people that name their dogs Dr. Fauci, little Fauci. Come here, Fauci. And Hillary Clinton's like, woof. Remember that?
Yeah.
I want to interview the people that name their dogs Dr. Fauci and see what they think now about Dr. Fauci abusing the dogs. Did you change the name? I wonder.
Well, and here in Poland, and I suspect every other first world country around the world, here in Poland, we have our own version of Fauci, who's in the paper, the news every day. Vaccines this. Always wearing a mask. I don't even know what the guy looks like. I've never seen him without a mask. But we have our own, every country has their own version of Fauci that I've found out.
Oh yeah. And they're all the creme de la creme. I mean, regardless of this whole corona stuff, I mean, the president of, or the head or whatever the terminology is in that particular country or culture.
Yeah, we have precedent. Yeah.
Well, I mean, just talking about, like, anywhere, whatever, exactly. I didn't mean specifically Poland, but yeah. And just to think about, like, I'm actually even more specifically referring to the people that are in charge of, like, the chief doctor of that country or the head of the Institute of Health or whatever its equivalency would be in these foreign nations. It's not just coronavirus that these people are bad. I mean, these people have been spouting Rockefeller medicine and Big Pharma for years. Those, you don't get into one of the head spots if you're not, one, either a knowing operative, or two, a useful idiot. And so these people were already doing this terrible, corrupt stuff. Then they got made into a hero, and then they got destroyed as a hero, but only, I guess, I don't know, I guess that's one of those things where, I mean, you knew Gabby Petito was missing, right? Meanwhile, 800,000 children go missing a year. 20 to 25 children go missing every day in Rhode Island. Gabby Petito is on the news all day. But Dr. Fauci, the head doctor that lied about gain of function and also tortured animals, you don't hear about that like Gabby Petito. So I think that's going to inspire me right now to do a man on the street and say, hey, what do you think about the coronavirus stuff? And it'd be good to the people that say, it's all BS. Great, great. Amazing. Don't have to talk to you. We're going to talk about QAnon, though, brother. By the way. But then the people that don't, they're like, oh, what do you think about Jeffrey Epstein's relationship with science and Harvard and MIT and Donald Trump? Because the liberals don't like Donald Trump. Donald Trump bringing us the vaccine at warp speed. Do you think that was too fast? Do you think that Bill Gates and his relationship with Epstein, what do you think about Dr. F and his abuse of dogs and lying about gain of function? And that's a good way to really wake people up. And so I'm going to have to do a man on the street. And hopefully we'll air it here because that's crazy. But did you guys see that I think it was today or a half hour ago today if you're on the East Coast time, earlier yesterday or however your time works, a bunch of QAnon supporters, like dozens, maybe not if not hundreds of QAnon people showed up to Dealey Plaza in Dallas where Kennedy was assassinated, and they thought like JFK Jr. was coming back and Trump and JFK Sr. would have passed the torch to JFK Jr. and Trump would be the vice president, something like that. And a major QAnon person just got outed as a pedo. But yeah, I thought that was funny. A whole bunch of people up in Dealey Plaza thinking JFK Jr. come back. As of now, he hasn't come back. So maybe the time difference is still maybe a half hour Central Coast time. So, Mike, wait, what time is it over there in Texas?
It's 11:27 right now.
Oh, yeah, we got a half hour until Jesus and JFK Jr. come back. So I think when that happens, me and V might do another hour. So stay tuned for that.
Well,
Mike, you on for another hour if JFK Jr. and Jesus Christ come back?
Only if Trump's there too.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Mike, he's so funny. So yeah, that'd be great. So yeah, now it's a wild, wacky place. But yeah, we're gonna have to, because I think maybe if we start dismantling, do some man on the street type of stuff, man in the, because that's even better than a protest, right? Actually, when you think about it, because people are just gonna honk you the finger. But if you engage somebody and you ask them a question, then they, sure, they can walk away, but you know, they're a little bit of their egos in line. So thanks for this show. It's inspired me to take a more practical form of activism tomorrow. I've always wanted to do a man on the street. Never done a man on the street. So now tomorrow I'm going to do it. Well, we're going to ask him about
I'm
Dr.
I'm actually going through some emails right now. And I've got... this is the first like negative feedback we've got in emails. And I can't wait to read it. I'm going to read it right now.
Oh, here we go.
It says, this is from Eddie Ordaz. It says, it's from shepherdom@gmail.com. Okay, whatever. It says, you guys are nuts, and so is your guest. He means guest, but he types in guess. Wow, can't believe you have a platform. So I'm just telling him, I'm messaging back, listen, this show's for intellectuals. If you can't spell, maybe this is not the program for you.
Correct. Oh, totally wrecked, dude.
Wow. You know what? The show is not for everybody. If you're an intellectual, you like the show.
Even if you're not an intellectual like myself, you like the show. Because one, you're part of it. You don't know how you got here. And two, you get to learn stuff. And that's the cool stuff about this show is you learn things all the time from the callers, from the guests, from the co-hosts. Just from me talking out loud right now, I just learned that it's far more practical to do a man on the street than just sit there with a protest. And so we're learning things all the time. And yeah, a lot of times when I get the negative comments back, when I'll post on a politician's or a police office page, there'll be people that can't spell or type, or, you know, it's actually unfortunate. And, you know, I feel bad for a lot of these people. Some of them are not, though. Some of them are people that are aware and you can have conversations with. But it's really funny on the police department ones. They'll be like, well, don't say anything about negative about the police if you're not a police supporter. This is a police page. I was like, actually, the police work for us. That's how this country works. And this is the perfect place to do that, because I'll say something like, cops, according to their own statistics, are racist. They kill about 6 people every day. They kill the Constitution every day. They're 40% more likely to abuse their spouses and only solve about 4% of major crimes, according to a recent study analyzing over 50 years of police's own data. And they're like, get out of here. You're stupid. And it's always best to hit the righties with this one. Oh, are you triggered by facts? Should I build you a safe space? Because they always say that to the liberals. Wrecked. Mike, we got to get a wreck thing going on here. Yeah, but yeah, so it's always good when you can wreck them back in your own stuff. Like today, there was a bunch of, because there have been some elections today, some regular elections, gubernatorial elections, some special elections going on. And some state was putting all their political candidates, the Democrats were putting all their victors out there. Congratulations to this people. And they put a pictures of all their people that have won across state. And I just put, wow, time for some diversity. It's a bunch of old white people. And my comment got a bunch of likes because, I mean, these Democrats are so fake. I mean, if you just would have put red over them, you'd think it's the Republican Party. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to elevate black voices. You guys are more. So it's always awesome when you can own them with their own, because they're so hypocritical, it's easy to do. But it's always best when you can own them with their own terminology.
Will, you're even getting emails through our show email here.
Oh, what did they say this time? Hey, check your new main co-host up. He sounds like a 12-year-old boy on Ritalin. Well, 15 now, mother.
You know what? I'm not gonna read it. I don't feel right about reading that.
Just read it. I don't give a. I mean, if they wanted to send it to me, they got my personal email that I've advertised in any of my videos. I give.
Well, how about this? How about I just put it in the chat, and I'll decide whether or not you want to read it or not.
All right, that's fair enough.
It's from Galen, is@charter.net.
Okay, well, I see that there's criticism here, and I also see that there's positivity. So I think that's something that I would like to read. Will needs to learn not to interrupt. There's always one more reason for his urgent input. When one does that, I feel like saying what I have to say is more important than what you are currently saying, which in a lot of cases is true. I mean, I just got to tell these guests, like, not guests, sorry, the callers. Sometimes in the callers, yes, I am more important. No, just kidding. Totally joking, guys. No, this email is absolutely right. This is one of the things, and it's not coming from that place. I'm very quick-minded, not like I'm not quick-spoken or quick-witted, but like I'm already on to the next thing. Sometimes as a host in general, I am bad at this, so I'm not trying to deflect here. But also sometimes as a host, it is important to steer the ship, put the conversation where it needs to be going. If you see like your guest is losing traction or forgetting her footing, to help out, or it's also important to interrupt. And one of the most important reasons I do interrupt is for clarification, right? So when someone tells me, hey, I don't want to use Christianity or anything like that. Let's use Christianity. When someone tells you, well, it's in the Bible, and then they go on to explain their point because it's based on the Bible. Well, I need to stop you right there. Before we get ahead of ourselves and you move on to three and four different points, well, why do you believe what's in the Bible? We got to start there, right? And we got to get to the bottom thing. So, and that's also the Socratic method. But this, whoever wrote this, is absolutely right. I do interrupt a lot. It's something I've tried to get better with, but I'm not. and it goes on to say, annoying, especially when V or Jordan making strong points that listeners want to hear and are very interested in. I know Will's very sweet and smart. This is just one area I believe he has to address, and I say with all the respect in the world. Was that second part separate or part of the same email? But yeah, absolutely.
The same
right.
Email.
Same email? Okay, yeah. I'd be curious. I don't want to talk about the second part there off air. I'd be curious to see why he says that and discuss that behind the scenes. Is not the topic to be placed, the forum to be talking about that here, about somebody else's business behind the scenes. But regarding the first and most important part, is you're right. And I will try to be more cognizant of doing that. And I also wanted to, you know, it's one of those things that's like very reactionary with me. It's something that I just intuitively do. So I will promise the listeners I will work on my interruption. So my apologies. And I appreciate constructive criticism. I never came into anything saying I'm a journalist, I'm a expert, I'm good at this, I do this. I just tell you, hey, I'm out here trying, and that's all the more reason we need better, smarter, more qualified people out here doing things. I'm just out here because ain't nobody else out here. So
listen to me.
I'm just trying to wake up the other smart people. So
listen to me.
Oh, I got one that's woo. They're after me. All right. All right. This sounds pretty cool. This is an Antonetta Argaloff. Okay, at Argaloff at techsavvy.com. Okay, it says Ted Nottingham writing this to V. Okay. Oh, okay. I'm seeing some. Okay. Independez, Off the Beat, Pat Steve, WRH,
that's
Liberty.
I think I know that sender. They sent something to like Steve Elkins and Rivero's WRH there, and I don't know.
The Liberty Man, Bible,
it's John Moore.
Smart, or Bibles. Bible is smart off the beast and Argyle. Okay, whatever. Who do you think you are calling yourself? Again, these people can't spell. Yourself without a S or an E. Who do you think you are calling yourself, V? Seriously, I've never listened to a bigger coward. Going all the way off to Poland, of all places. Well, first off, whenever you are invited to another country by a duchess who is your fangirl, I don't think cowardice has anything to do with it. I think what? That's sort of...
By the way,
symbolizing that you've sort of made it, and that kind of thing, you wouldn't know anything about that sort of thing because you're too much of a coward to do the activism that I do. What were you going to say, Will?
Well, I just wanted to make one more interruption to clarify that when I say wreck, that does not count as an interruption. It just goes over anything.
Oh, no.
People know. And also, too, you know, I'm looking at it through this perspective. like, all right, so a black guy going to polo, like, that's cowardice.
That's like a white ball. This is white man's land.
Yeah, that's like a white guy moving to Harlem by himself. I mean, it's just like, no, you don't. That's a black guy going to one of the whitest countries ever. Great, where they're still neo Nazis. Oh yeah, interesting. Yeah, great. that takes a real coward thing to do.
Okay, this person, I don't know if it's he or she, whatever. It's we'll say a she. Sounds like a domestic threat to me. And this is former military hashtag KGB.
Oh.
Dot question mark. Whatever the hell that's supposed to mean. Says, you have issues. Number one. The mass hypnosis effect is coming. Oh, sorry. The mass hypnosis effect is backfiring on you. Your intro sucks, dummy.
Are they saying that you are massively hypnotizing people?
I don't know. It just first off, your intro at hashtag sucks. Nobody hashtags anymore. This is an email.
You can't even hashtag an email. It doesn't go anywhere.
It doesn't go anywhere. Okay. And then she spells dummy with an I-E. That's, you can't spell. Dummy is spelled with a D-U-M-M-Y. That's not how dummy.
Big dummy. Well,
if you put an S on it, you can pluralize it. But then that'd be improper grammar. Okay, let's just go on to number... Oh, she goes out of order. Okay, wait. There's some weird... Okay, she puts brackets in front of a 9, and then it says number 2. Okay. Have you ever, hashtag, ever visited the planetary hashtag force called Venus? And dummy misspelled.
Does that mean, like, Men from Mars, Women of Venus, have you ever got some pedussy? Is that what they're saying?
I think this person's mad because I hadn't stuck an enema. I haven't put my Challenger in their Venus atmosphere.
You haven't given her the vaccine.
Okay. Number 3. Oh, I think this is a Mike Rivero fan. Number 3. You tried to pressure Michael Rivero on what reality happened to speak about chemtrails. In quotations, half of a quotation. Well, you yourself have no effing clue about CRISPR, hashtag CRISPR technology, and refuse to answer questions, even once so far as to explain. Nobody got to ask me any questions. As a matter of fact, if you actually listen to the show, dummy, with the IE,
you big dummy,
your hashtag bull, hashtag. bracket, have you ever heard of some guy who knows some stuff, ... exclamation mark. Tony Pentelesercu. Okay, whatever. Dot exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark. He has a Podbin Audio University.
Podbean, maybe?
Yeah.
Whatever the hell that is. Okay. University. To try and teach you hashtag NT. Oh, I need my glasses here. NITD. Wits. Period. Hashtag seriously. Hashtag. Well, I mean. Okay, we have to stop here and address the hashtag. Okay, the hashtag, does not give any importance to what you're saying. Hashtag means you're one of these, I don't know, twit-tards, or one of these Instagram, TikTok-tards. I think even hashtags fell out of grace with Facebook. Does anybody use Facebook hashtags?
Okay,
I've never used hashtags ever in my life.
Okay,
I don't know
what
it's about. I know is I have friends that whenever they want to address somebody as a fag, they'll say, hashtag. That's all I know about it.
Well, I never knew that. That's some new stuff to me, but let me tell you, the hashtag is actually a very powerful tool. I'll use it. I'll actually use this as a little teachable moment here to the audience. Hashtags are extremely powerful when used correctly. Now, a hashtag on Instagram, you could look up something like hashtag botany, hashtag photography, hashtag fall fashion, hashtag NBA, hashtag WWE, anything that you want, and you can find it at any number of millions of subcultures by doing that. Same thing on Twitter. You write a hashtag, you make a post about vaccines, you put hashtag science. So what I do is when I post memes on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, I'll use the hashtag, and it's especially advantageous to do this when something like the American Music Awards or the Super Bowl is. People are live tweeting. And so when the Super Bowl happens, I didn't do it this year, but in years past, I would live tweet the Super Bowl. I won't be watching the Super Bowl, but I'll take all the dopest memes that I have, some relating to sports and others not relating to sports, and just hashtag them with Super Bowl, and then I'll hashtag a whole bunch of other stuff, sexy, cute, LOL, meme, funny, NBA, Kylie Jenner, whatever's trending, I hashtag it, so I hijack their feed. Now, where this person is completely missing the target is emails are completely private. That's right, they're between three people. You, the sender, the receiver, and the NSA. Those are the three people that are involved in email. So there's no hashtagging because it's not an open forum. There's no, you can't, that's why this person hashtagging, it's not going to show up anywhere besides that email. Now, I will sarcastically put hash as a joke in the chat and with my friends as sarcasm. I'll put hashtag wrecked or hashtag.
Well, I can prove that that sarcasm is beyond this person's ability to understand. Here in a second. Hold on. What is your role with LeakedX.2 spelled 1337 specifically related to hashtag pornography? The only link that I have to pornography, I've said it many times on the show, whenever these feds are all over my internet, I'll activate a script that downloads and deletes pornography just so these scumbags will have something to look at. It's not the good pornography either. It's like midget, you know, bondage, you know, that weird gay stuff. But anyways, if that's what you're wondering, I don't know if that's what she's asking about. That was number four. So number five, have you read any books in the last week? Why or why not?
Interesting.
I'm actually
reading you.
Hold on. Let me. If she knew anything about the show and how I do things, how I learn, for one, I don't have time to read a book. My intellect and my capabilities allow me to learn much faster than reading a book. I can listen to audio tapes. I can listen to documentaries while I sleep and get about 80% of that information. I'm way more efficient than a book. And she goes on to say, honorable mention is C.S. Lewis, The Screwtape Letters. Happy Face. A Real Christian.
I knew it.
View. Yeah, stop. Hold on. A Real Christian V.View. I guess she doesn't know how to type either. And perspective. Bracket, 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 bracket. Input midway through the sentence by Antonetta Argaloff. Bracket, bracket, bracket. So, I don't know. She doesn't... I don't see what relevance Jesus has. Okay, is she... listen, I already told you how I learned. Reading books, I can go through several books a day, depending on how long they are, in audio. So, what's your point? I'm not even sure she knows how to read herself at this point. She sure as hell can't type, nor knows anything about grammar. Also, why are you playing the quote by A.S. Screw your freedoms. Are you a fascist? Mm-hmm, B. Okay, this is the one where she doesn't understand sarcasm. She doesn't understand sarcasm.
This one's been sending emails here and to other hosts too, and it's like, oh my god.
Well,
I look at it and I'm like, back. This is some crazy stuff. I forwarded one over through to Steve Elkins. He's off the beaten path, Steve there, and he tried to have like some kind of rational conversation with her about some protocols he had for like health and you know fighting, you know, sort of like whatever, you know, upper respiratory stuff. I think he forwarded it back to me. He was like, okay, this is a nut. I'm done with it.
Well, this is fun. This is actually, you know, I love criticism, but when it's criticism from someone who's on the spectrum or just didn't get high marks in class, it's even more fun. So I'm going to continue on here. I, Ted Nottingham, could go on. I will not. I, Antonetta Argaloff, will continue. Is this like the same person? Is this like a schizo? I talk about, you know, target individuals and the difference between target individuals and schizophrenia. This sounds like an issue of schizo. Okay. She says... she stopped numbering things, so I guess I'll just read off.
She gave up on that, huh?
She gave up on a number. She can't count past five. Okay. Now, what the hell is a red pill? Seriously, you a drug dealer? Five question marks. I am not impressed by hashtag that period. Dip something I'm expletive, and hashtag.
That's a super hashtag.
What the hell is hardcore? Immediate association for... she literally types F-O-U-R. And then comma and F-O-R, many. Including me, is Max Hardcore. You heard of him? No, actually I haven't. Considering the Elite X2 connection, I bet you have. Well, look, I'm bad with names. I'm awfully terrible. If I would, I'm a Max Hardcore. Okay, pornography. Okay, so if I even seen the guy, I'm assuming it's a guy. You don't know these days. I wouldn't know. Just honestly. So you think you're a TI? I got news for you. Some of us got huge courage and refused to run away. You being in the military, you should be able to effing think for yourself. Stand, right? Go home, cowards. Well, okay. The things that I do have endangered my life many times. I have dead relatives because of my targeting. Okay? I could have bowed to the system and been working a 9-to-5 wage slave job, probably like you do. and be paying taxes, probably like you do. And have to live underneath the Joe Biden, like you do. Now, listen. The reason why I have so many allies, so many friends, because I am soldiering. I'm the leader of some small pocket resistances. What have you done by comparison? Have you built a media platform? Have you syndicated media platforms? Are you the director of any media platforms? Do you own any businesses like I do? I can tell you that's probably a big no. Okay? Why don't you do yourself and stop being a coward, writing emails to people who actually are making a difference, and make a difference yourself. The reason why I go by V, I don't have an ego. I don't, you know, at the end of the day, when the evil empire collapses, I'm going to go back to being an anonymous person. You, however, you and Tendetta Argaloff, which a name that does not carry weight means anything to anybody, because you have an ego, will never be or climb to the heights that I have. Now, you are the coward. I'll tell you that right now. And also signed Theodore J. Nottingham. Oh, please. Witness by. Who cares? Black federations in outer and inner space. I think you're... Why don't you go back to your Galactic Federation? Leave Earth business to me. Go back to your fictional place in the middle of your head that links you to some Galactic Federation.
Well, we're definitely dealing
stop
with the...
Stop breathing my air. Stop eating my food. Stop using electricity for you to write emails that are littered with grammatical mistakes, misspellings, and no structure at all whatsoever. Learn how to communicate. Okay? I'm done. I'm done with that. Anything else you want to say, Will, before we end the show?
Yeah, on the audience, be on the lookout for my new fragrance coming out this spring, Wrecked by Fake Mike Real News.
Wrecked.
I got a new fragrance. I'm putting it in the toilet. I'm calling it Argaloff. All right, guys. This has been another episode of the Mental Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, V, and remember, in the land of Spanish, the authorities, please educate yourselves. Good night.
What is she going to say?
Tune in next time to Renfield Hardcore. Keep it real. Take a red pill.
Say hello to my little friend.
Conan, what is best in life? Crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and hear the lamentation of your women. That is good.
Tune in next time to Renfield Hardcore. Keep it real. Take a red pill.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.